welcome everybody to Outcomes of Sun Radio podcast. You can hear us on so many different places. Dash, which is now lit. We are lit. Aren't we lit?
We're lit.
We are lit. Anyway, we lit. We lit. We YouTube. We Spotify. We Apple. We do it. Oh, damn it. Anyway.
We're lit.
We're lit. Dun, dun, dun.
Lit Live is what they're called. It used to be Dash. Now it's Lit Live.
L-I-T-T. I gotta tell you, I really like it. I like Dash. There's nothing wrong with it, but there's something about Lit.
We're
Live.
Lit up.
Yep. Oh yeah. Anyway, so what are we gonna talk about today?
We've talked about this topic a couple of times, but I gotta tell you something. This is really pretty exciting. That I read that singing or playing a musical instrument makes you smarter. So from now on, I'm singing everything. And I'm going to say, Mario, do you want to get a coffee? I'm singing everything. Singing.
Absolutely.
I've always heard that children who play instruments seem to fare better than they would have in math because of the way that the dendrites are connecting, right? But now they're showing piano is still at the top of the musical instruments, but singing shoves just a hair's width behind what the learning and playing musical instruments can do as far as the following. Okay, it improves your memory and cognitive speed, ages 40 and up. It strengthens your executive function. Being musical could be a way of harnessing the brain agility and resilience or the cognitive reserve. So, Shouldn't we all just be singing?
Singing in the rain, in the sun.
I think we should just do it all the time. That is so exciting to me because
I love that. No, it's wonderful. Does humming count? Because I hum all the time. Bobby's always like, what do you hum? And I have to think to myself. And I hum a song from a 50s movie I saw. I think it might be Singing in the Rain, but it's not the song that I said. Anyway, it's embarrassing. But I do hum. I hope humming is part of it.
My mom hums too. I don't know. My mom hums all the time. She does.
It's humming and it's kind of a slight whistle. But it's like air. So I don't actually whistle. I don't know. It's very.
I don't even know what that was. Yeah. I don't know what you just did. You think I'm kidding? I got to work on my cognitive reserve. I got to sing.
I'm kidding. I think from now on, I'm going to hear a lot of singing out.
Oh, you're going to. Yeah, I'm just a girl. Yeah, you're going to hear all of it. I'm going to pull out all my old Oklahoma Broadway songs.
Laughing made you smarter because then I'd be really good because all I do is laugh when I'm with you. So laughing's kind of like singing.
Like Uncle, whatever his name is is it Mary Poppins? Where he laughed his way all the way to the top of them.
Was that Mary? Yeah, it was. Chim chiminy, chim chiminy, chim chim true. Yes, indeed. That was Dick Van Dyke. You know, when we go to Malibu, there's a place called The Cure in Malibu. And Dick Van Dyke, who's
98?
Yeah, 1,000 years old. He still goes to this place and he takes ukulele lessons.
You know what? Yeah. Does he really? Ukulele?
So he knew that singing and music was going to make him smarter. I mean, like, he takes ukulele lessons once a week, loves it, laughs all the time. I think
I
I'm going
to
follow Dick Van Dyke.
He's 100, either 98 or 100, and he's now officially turned into the banker in Mary Poppins. Remember when he was the banker?
Oh, yeah.
He was like 109, he was like 9,000, like he was Methuselah or something. Yeah.
So good. So interesting. And I'm sure that you feel this way, because we talked about this. I think we talked about this on another show. But the idea that, you know, we're 60, right?
There's no S after it.
So 20 years from now, we're 80.
Yep.
Like, what's up? Because I don't feel it.
No. Well, you and I talked about the fact that when you're, I was telling you that my son had said you're going to be 80 in 20 years, Mom, and it kind of freaked me out. But because when we're 20, thinking about being 40 feels like it's so far away, it doesn't resonate. But then when you're 40, it doesn't. And when you're 40, thinking about being 60, you're like, okay, well, I still have a ways to go. Then you hit 60 and you're like, shoot. I mean, 80 is like right around the corner and it feels weird.
Yeah, it does feel weird. And also time speeds up as you get older, I think. I think time has sped up in general. I think there's an energetic tie to actually, time has sped up since, I think there was an energetic shift. I don't know.
Well, and also since the digital age.
Yeah.
Because we don't have any downtime.
So, you know, these years are just click, click, clicking by. How crazy. Your daughter was over here this weekend and she looked at us and we were talking and she goes, COVID was 4 years ago. It was 4 years ago. But it seems like yesterday. I know. It still seems like we are just coming out of it. You know, and I think it's, you know, like, whoa.
Just walking out of the cave. Yeah.
True. And periodically you see people that are still afraid. And I get it. I get it. But it's like, wow, that was 4 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, time is just this, it's a weird concept that as you get older, but maybe, I mean, your daughter got it too. She was like, whoa, how did that happen? But you know, I think about when I first met you and your daughter was in high school.
Yeah.
And she graduated and then she went to Spain. And I remember like these little things that would happen in her life, you know, and pictures that she would send to you that you would share with me. And she's now such a mature, an adult woman. I know that this sounds also silly and of course it's like that, but the reality, you know, I have a grandchild now.
Yeah.
Like my kids were kids to me, you know, 4 years ago, 5 years ago, 6 years ago. Now they're adult women with, you know, relationships and children. And, you know, like it's a bizarre concept because as we get older and our brains don't feel that way and we yearn to stay youthful.
Yeah.
Maybe not youthful isn't the right word, but we yearn to stay creative and curious.
Engaged.
Yeah. Great word.
And also visible.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of older people feel invisible. It's like, yeah, do you see me? Do you hear what I'm saying? How come my opinion's not being asked? So I think still being visible and engaged and viable, it's like it's a desire of all of ours.
Absolutely. And I think it's so incredibly important to stay in that place of like flexibility and like desire and passion and curiosity. That's the key to longevity, is keeping that ability to want more, to learn more, to be curious, to laugh more. I mean, just to be, you know, Bobby and I talk about it so often, kids laugh some 300 some plus times a day. And most adults laugh 20 to 30, maybe 30. 30 is like a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah, and I know people that never laugh. You never hear them laugh.
Oh my gosh. And that kind of breaks my heart. I'm so lucky to have you as a friend because we laugh all the time. Our conversation yesterday coming home, I was coming home up the hill and you were telling me some story and I was laughing so hard that I came in to tell Bobby the story. And you know, when you tell a story and the person just looks at you like, huh? It was just so, I was on dead ears. I was like, ugh.
Remember, you had us over at the house on this last weekend, and you and Bobby and I, well, everybody that was at your brunch table, we were laughing so much that my stomach hurt when I laughed.
Yeah, it was so good. But isn't that great? Isn't that great? I love that we laugh. I love that we feel free to laugh and to communicate. Anyway, gosh, we have really some cool guests today. I think everybody's really going to enjoy this couple who are, you know, they're leaders in coaching and helping people to have better relationships. They do it corporately. They do it, you know, one-on-one. They do it mostly virtual, but they're a very interesting couple. I think everybody's really going to enjoy. So don't go anywhere because we're coming back with our guests, Jesse and Lisa Farrell. Did I get that right? Yes.
Yep.
Yeah. Indeed. And they have a book and they have a website and they're pretty interesting folks. So stay with us because it's really good. You're listening to Outcomes of Sun Radio with Melissa Yamaguchi and Marielle Hemingway. Well, I'm so excited because today we really do have two incredible guests. Their relationship, inspirational coaches. They work separately and they work together. And it's Lisa and Jesse. Yes. Are there? And it's Lisa Farrell and Jesse. What's your Jesse Farrell? Hello.
That's it. That's it. Sense. But it didn't. No, but that it doesn't always sense. Have to be that.
Hello.
Way.
I don't know what the hell. Anyway, we're excited.
So excited to have you guys here today.
Yes.
So I have a question for you. I know you tell us a little bit about how you two got started when it comes to the conversation of relationships. Like how far into knowing each other did you guys learn that that's what would work for you? Because not everyone can do this. When did you decide you could work together?
Oh, that's actually a very good question. So it started by our first relationship was actually a coaching relationship where Lisa was in corporate America on the television side. And she was really challenged by all of that. She was looking, she had no idea what to do. And she didn't think she could do anything else, but she wanted to do something different than what she was doing. And she was clueless. So she reached out to her boss and her boss had mentioned this coach that he knew. And she says, listen, if you don't give me this coach's name, I'm going to tighten you up. So he finally gave the name and she called me and I said, and I had come from corporate America, 36 years in hospitality, dealing with VIPs and the muckety mucks and all those and all of that. And I was tired of working 14 to 18 hours a day. So when I designed this company, I'm not going to do that anymore. I've done my tenure. I mean, quite frankly, I started this when I actually had a full afro. Now look at me. So, I didn't do the comb over thing, but I was close.
He was holding on.
Right. I was holding on. So the 16 inch Angela Davis afro comb overs don't work. In the wind, they don't work. So I decided to just live into it. And anyway, so she called and I said, and I didn't know her. And I said, well, listen, I said, I've got a waiting list and I'm not taking new clients at the moment because I was trying to not overwork again.
And I said, don't you think that I don't even know if you're the right coach for me. I need to interview you before you even think about putting me on a list.
Well, she did not say that with attitude. Ladies, she did not say that with attitude. The attitude that you see now, she learned that attitude. And ask her where she learned that attitude from.
After growing the confidence of working with a coach.
So tell them about the coaching process and how that went so we can.
So after a year of working together and trying to figure out how my best gifts and talents could translate out of broadcasting sales into transferring over into something else, it was, I help people build their businesses. Now I'm going to help people build their lives. Wow. So I then became a life coach in 2006 and never looked back.
But one of the things she asked that she had wanted is when she first came on the coaching was she wanted to find her ideal man, but she needed to do some work first. And she was aggressive with getting after the work. And I said, well, it looks like you've finally come to that place in your life where you can now establish that ideal man. But I want you to determine, what kind of person is it? Is he healthy? Are they a smoker? Are they athletic? Are they intelligent? Do they believe in people? Do they have communication skills? Literally identify every single thing you want in this ideal man. Let's don't just stand for the next man that comes along. And then she said,
I said, well, that would be really easy because that man is you. But when I said that man is you, I didn't really mean that man is you. I meant somebody like you. And then I went, wow, wait a minute. That man really is you. And the rest is history.
She said, that man is you, but with less hair. Now, if you can manage that, we got something going on.
Good call. Good catch, Melissa. Good catch. So that was the genesis of the intimate connection coming together. But the best thing is Lisa and I, we believe in building relationship dynamics, not just trusting that you're attracted to someone and that's enough. That's not enough. You've got to be able to go deeper than that. I'm sure you both like that.
Of course, of course. And so what is your process when you're taught, do you speak only to couples or is it, do you do one-on-one? What's the deal? That's a great question.
We do one-on-one coaching, male or female, and we do group coaching as well. We really prefer group coaching so we can do the one to many campaign, but most people prefer one-on-one.
Right.
We do couples coaching as well, only on demand and only if we really, 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 really like that person. Couples coaching is no joke. Difficult. And it's not for sissies. It's tough. We can do it. And it's not, I'm happy about the results we've gained from doing it, but I don't look forward to doing it, if that makes any sense.
Why not?
Go ahead.
Marilyn and I are going to be coming into couples coaching next. Why not? Why do you not look forward to it with couples coaching? I'm intrigued by that.
The reason why is because I have to play multiple roles and I don't, and look, typically Lisa prefers for me to do it.
Yeah, I'm out.
Yeah, that's really enough. So I have to play multiple roles, which is not the problem. The one challenge that I find with couples coaching is I want each of them to have a voice. But the problem with that is sometimes they don't know how to navigate their voices.
Yeah.
Okay. Let me give you one tiny example, and I will not name names. I'll just say it wasn't in Las Vegas. I flew to another state in the South, and it was a couples coaching session, and we went to a restaurant. Mistake. When you're coaching couples, keep it private. She started to raise her voice, then he raised his voice, and then she raised his voice, and then he was pounding on the table. And I thought we were in the restaurant by ourselves because I couldn't see anybody else. And finally, after about 45 minutes of this shouting and pounding, and I want them to speak, and I don't want to interrupt them, but we needed to be more kosher. Then the guy gets up from behind me and says, "You effing people need to take this conversation effing somewhere." I'm like, oh my God, there was somebody else in the restaurant. Listen, ladies, I'm 6 feet two. I felt like I could sit on a dime and swing my legs. That's how low I felt.
Wow. Yeah. I was going to say that it must be when couples usually come to counseling or coaching or whatever, they're usually in a place where communication is difficult.
Yeah.
So I was going to say that probably the most difficult thing must be that, you know, getting the hostility out, because that's always a cover up for, you know, they say that anger is a secondary emotion to fear. So it's like where, I guess they have to get that out, but then you have to get to the core of what the issue is, which usually has nothing to do what they're, you know, hammering on about.
Exactly. You're 100% right, Mara. But the biggest thing, Melissa, to your point is, I want them to be heard, but oftentimes rather than speaking so the other person can understand and hear you, they're speaking their own language. Lisa and I seek to speak one another's language. I already know my language. I know how I like to speak. I like to learn how she needs to be spoken to so I can speak it in a language that she can hear it. When you do that with couples, they're just, me. And when they do that, they don't even hear each other anymore. It's just point, counterpoint, point, counterpoint.
Mm-hmm. Because they each want to be right.
Exactly.
Yeah. But do you find the majority of arguments are cycling around the same topic?
I would say yes. And typically,
how do you break that habit?
Well, first off, you need to bring it to the awareness, to the forefront, and then call it what it is. And typically the biggest problem, you ready for this, team? Lack of communication or terrible communication. It's either one of those two.
Definitely broken down communication.
Well, I accuse my husband of having selective hearing, so I'm going to have to learn that. He heard what I said. He just didn't like it.
Right. Well, the funny thing is, what we teach people is not about what you say. It's about what they hear.
Yeah.
Because oftentimes you say something and they'll play it back. You go, wait, I didn't say that. They heard something different, even though those weren't your words.
So wouldn't it be then, it not only is it, you know, what they hear, but how you say it.
Exactly.
So they can hear it.
Absolutely. Correct? We have them take, all of our clients, we have them take the color code by Dr. Taylor Hartman. It's a personality assessment. We're not frozen and stuck on personality assessment, but Lisa and I did a study, a two-year study, and we took the top 16 assessments, whether it was Myers-Briggs, Enneagram, a DISC, on and on and on, the top 12. And we wanted to pick an assessment that was easy to take, easy on the pocketbook, very reliable, and more memorable. Because most people that take assessments, 2 weeks later, they don't even know what the name of the assessment was or what their results are.
Right.
And color code gives you the distinction of four colors, red, blue, white, and yellow. And your biggest piece of the pie, it's a pie chart that you get with the numbers that go along with the percentages. The biggest piece of the pie, that's your core color. That's likely how most of your behavior comes from.
Interesting.
The bigger that pie, like if it's 45, 50, 60, 70%, you're more dominant that way. But if your biggest piece of pie, say, like Lisa's biggest piece of pie is like 32% on the white side, and she's 31% on the blue. So she could toggle back and forth between those two different characters very easily. You want to know that. So whites are motivated by inner peace. Reds are motivated by the power of execution, getting things done. Blues are motivated by being understood.
They like being understood.
Intimate conversations. And yellows are motivated by fun. And when you know that, it's called a DCM, a driving core motive. Your driving core motive is why you do what you do.
Right.
When you understand why someone does what they do, you can communicate with them better.
That's amazing. I like that. What's that called again?
Girlfriend, we need your email address. We're going to send it to you. We're going to do this.
I'm just going to tell my husband he's a yellow number 9 owl and have him listen to everything I say.
So this is
fascinating.
It's very fascinating. And this, when we do this and we become masters, such masters in this, that inside of our business, we're also color code certified. And color code, when they're too full to handle, oftentimes they'll refer people to us that have come to them. Mm-hmm. So that's how we've gotten some of our clients as well. So, but when you understand someone's driving core motive and you understand why they do what they do, what color code's model says, when you get self, you get others.
Yeah.
So when you get yourself and your own four modalities, you start to learn what those four modalities are, then you can say, that's a red. Oh, wait, she's a white. Let me not get in her face. Let me, put it more gentle and give her time to process.
And that's the one thing that changed in our relationship is he thought that we were the same.
Completely.
And when I took he's a blue red and I'm a white blue. So the blue is the crossover. So he'd come to me and go, well, what do you think? What do you think? What do you think? And I don't like conflict I'm driven by inner peace. So that's giving me more conflict. So when he learned to just, hey, I need this in 5 minutes. I need this in an hour. That took the pressure off of me and was the number one game changer in our relationship.
But ladies, hear this out. And then we want to open up for questions, what you think on this. I know you have some great questions. When I would come to her with things, it was things of matter of concern that we both needed to be engaged in. So I'd ask her the question, and Lisa has an amazingly beautiful cover game. Her cover is, you do not know her emotions or what she's thinking unless she wants you to know. She's practiced that for a very long time, and she's one of the best I've ever seen at it. So you can't read what's going on behind that. So when I ask the question and she gives me that look, then I lean in, hello, like I'm trying to get the answer. Well, that's the worst thing that I can be doing.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I do hello and lean in, now that's conflict. What I learned is she needs to process things in her cycle, not my cycle. So now I say, Lisa, we're going to be dealing with Melissa and Mariel today. So let's have some thought about what we want to talk about, but give it some thought and come. I literally did that today. Did we not do that very same thing today? Well, 30 minutes before she came in and said, hey, let's have that conversation. Well, if I'd gotten her face before, it wouldn't have been good.
Right.
For her.
Right.
It's interesting. Yeah. It's super interesting. Cause I'm realizing, I think you realize in all relationships that you have a different way of processing.
Yeah.
You know, what's really interesting about this is Melissa is a master at energy. So she knows people's energy.
Nice.
It's fascinating to hear this because I'm correlating it to some of the things that I've learned from her about energy and the Chinese astrology. Don't you get that feeling, Melissa, a little bit?
Yeah. I mean,
there's a little crossover.
Absolutely. Well, when you're talking about Enneagrams and so forth and the different tests and even the Myers-Briggs, the modalities that are out there, the different options that are out there for us to have a greater grasp on who we are is always worth exploring. So when someone says, oh no, I do this, Melissa, I say, there's no wrong answer here.
Yeah.
As long as you're striving to become the best you, then it's all fair game here. Let's go. I have a question for you. Do you work with, it's twofold. The first half of it is, do you work with corporations, businesses, and working with their teams?
That's our number one. Beautiful. That right there is what keeps us in business, where we don't worry about, are we going to be, do we need to get
that's your bread and butter.
Do this? Yes.
I got it. Okay. So then the second half of that is, I would imagine, because there's no love level intimacy and there's no long lasting drive, unless someone, you know, the days of you staying at your company for 40 years are long gone. World War II, right?
Yeah.
So if in a love relationship or parental familial relationship, sometimes or friendship, there's a drive to make this work. But in a business, it seems to me like your work is really cut out for you, because there are some people that are there for a short time, and not a good time, but just a check time. And so they're in there while they've got the job. And I don't need to know what Lisa's thinking. I don't give a damn if she's got a curtain up, a wall up. I just need the job done.
Yeah.
And so the breakthrough that you have to go through with them to get them to that point where you're teaching them, this isn't just about your relationship at work with Lisa. It's about your work with you 24/7, 365, right?
Absolutely.
That's exactly right. And we say it that way too. Lisa actually sent me something just recently to your point on that. I don't know if I can see it really quickly.
From last night?
Yeah. Let's share. Here it is. It's a rope. And I don't know if I can show it to you. Yeah, there it is. It's a rope. And here it says success. And at the top, that top one, it says improving. In the middle, it says doing. And the bottom says learning. And they intertwine. So the improving, doing, and learning is where you get to success. And so that's what we teach them as well. And we consider it an assessment, not a test, because a test assumes pass fail and people don't like to be put in a box.
Right.
An assessment comes from the Latin word adducir, which means to sit beside. So basically the color code from Dr. Taylor Hartman is getting you to sit beside yourself and see yourself. Sit beside people and see them.
And for the first time, likely, you get to know what makes you tick. It's fascinating.
Yes.
It's very fascinating.
And it gives you your strengths, your limitations, your wants, and your needs. It's about a 35 to 30 page report. But the key part is to know what your limitations are. What's limiting your ability to connect and communicate and build relationships with others? What strengths do you have that strengthens your opportunity to do that? It gives you, and it's custom, no two results are the same.
That's fascinating.
I believe 95% accuracy.
Yeah, right? for us, yes.
Now, did you pull up that picture you pulled up to the screen? Our audience that's on the radio can't hear it, but did you say that was a rose?
It's a rope.
I thought you said rose, and I was like, man, that looks more like Trident's spear there. I didn't know what was happening. I thought, okay. So I see. This is really good. This is good stuff, because I think the biggest struggle we all have, is not only accepting who we are,
right?
But it's learning how to get to that point of acceptance, because, you know, through our teenage years and now with social media, even younger than that, these kids are questioning who they are, and they've got so much negative chatter in their head, whether it's their own or it's on social media. So getting to this point of accepting who you are, and then learning how to play well with others, that to me is the big, even if I like me, I may not know how to play with you.
100%. So
this is a good gift.
Funny thing you should say that, because sorry, I want to hear what you said, Muriel.
Oh no, I just was agreeing.
Yeah, but check this out.
I'm gonna freeze at any moment, so I just
no,
say
no, worries, no, worries, no worries, no worries. We have a concept that we call GRASP, G-R-A-S-P. We use it from the stage, we use it with teams, we use it with corporations, we write about it in the book. And the GRASP is a concept that everybody knows, and you've been saying it, Melissa, but we put a name on it. Mm-hmm. It's called GRASP stands for Getting Ready, Attitude, Signature, and Passion.
Yeah.
The getting ready part is what we're all rote taught. Go to school and get good. Finish it. Get good.
You know what? You're not freezing for me, but I can't hear. Say it again.
You're taught to go to school and get good.
Grades, yeah.
Grades. So you can get out of school and get a good
job.
Hello. It's the same thing. That's the getting ready.
You're on the wheel.
You're on that wheel. And then it says, In the old days, like you said, it used to be 30, 35, 40 years, you're on a job, and then you would, after you get up to 35, you're ready to do what?
Retire.
Yeah, and then after that, what?
Die.
No! Oh. No!
Get sick.
No,
you know that that's how we're programmed in this country.
Exactly.
It is.
That's how we're programmed.
Exactly. Yeah, I don't even have a white picket fence in front of my house. I'm fighting the system.
But I mean,
we don't believe that, but that's
not at all.
That's how, so we design, we share the old graphs and we get everybody to answer it like you answered every single time. And then we come in with the new elevated graphs, which is start with the A in the middle, your attitude. Mm-hmm. What is your attitude about what's important to you, about life matters, about living life by design, trusting your gut instincts, you know, all of that. We talk about that. And then what is your signature? What makes Muriel who Muriel is? What makes Melissa who Melissa is? What makes Lisa who Lisa is? What is that? And are you sharpening up your signature? And do you have a passion for what you do? Can you tell, the two of you tell that we have a passion for what we do?
Yeah, absolutely. Come on. Yeah. Come on.
You can feel it.
Well, right? On the radio, they can hear it. It's, right. You know, it's all in pitch. No, seriously, man, when someone's hearing your voice and you have energy behind the words and you're and the theater teacher's always telling you about projection and pitch to give emotion, it's coming across. It's evident.
And the reason why is because of one word, care. We care. And the saying says, they don't care how much you know until they know how much you care.
Yeah.
You got to show that you care about people. When you show that you care about people, that puts you in an anomaly. You become very attractive. People want to be around you. They want to connect with you. We have strangers that come up to us that we haven't even had a word with, and they'll come and tell us their whole freaking life story, and we don't even know them.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can feel that energy.
Oh, yeah. I believe that.
So do we need to get you two on the coaching program, or are we good?
We're pretty good. I don't know. I'm definitely curious about my color.
Well, if you guys will put your emails in the chat, we'll go ahead and send you the assessment.
We'll send it to you complimentary. If you were to go online, not that you couldn't afford it, it would be $40, $39.95. We will pay. We get a trainer's discount. So we've already paid for a few. But when you get this link, don't share with anybody, because if they use them, we still have to keep paying.
Oh, absolutely. That's fantastic. And we'll talk about it.
Well, yeah. Then we'll get what will happen. It'll drop a copy in your email when you give them the email, and it'll drop a copy in our trainer's toolbox. So we'll get a chance to look into it. Uh-oh. That would be kind of a cool. We might do a.
You might have to come back. As long as it doesn't ask weight in Social Security, I'm in.
Oh my God.
That's good.
Yeah, this is interesting. It's really fascinating. I find your passion really, it's infectious and it's inspiring. I'm curious, Lisa.
Yes.
If there's an issue, I mean, because, you know, Jesse is very outspoken and he's got a lot of energy, and his passion is more like it comes. I mean, my partner is very similar. Like when he comes on the show, I barely say a word. Right. So I really, it's like, all right, he just has more to say. But so I'm watching you, and what our, you know, audience can't see because they're listening. If they're listening on Dash, maybe they're seeing it on YouTube, which is great. But what you can see is you see passion in your face, but you're not as verbal. So there must be something in that, you know, you're not you. Now, is that out of design, or do you ever feel a little bit like pushed to the side?
You know, my company's name is Lisa Listen, because I do like to listen. It's not that it's
like
just
that.
Innately who I am and what I do. And no, I'm not opposed to having the stage, but when I'm done, I'm done. Like, he can say things in many different ways, and I'm just more of a matter of fact, this is what it is, bam, that's it, that's all I got.
And what it is, Meryl, she has a different volley campaign. And what it is, Lisa, I am no more intelligent or outgoing or giving than Lisa. Her style is different. And here's a great way to sum it up. I can have coaching sessions. Typically, our coaching sessions are either 30 minutes or 50 minutes. Okay. I can do 3-hour coaching sessions. Lisa prefers 15-minute coaching
sessions. Laser coaching.
Because once she said it, that's it. That she's not going to tell you 20 other ways. She's going to say, if you don't get it, she's like, well, I don't know what you don't get. Because she's clear and very good about communicating.
Bottom line.
And she prefers not to go over and over and over. Well, I can say it 34 different ways until you get it.
So we're two very different styles.
No, it's very good. It's good for, you know, people that need it kind of like explained in different ways. It makes sense. Can you give us a website that our listeners can look at that assessment so that they can buy it? Just not, yes. Not your thing, website, so that they could do it.
To get the
free.
We're going to push your book too, because your book's amazing, right? But we also want them to, you know, because I think everybody's going, gosh, I really want to know what my colors are.
Exactly. I already know. After listening to Jesse and Lisa, and I think I'm a little bit of both of you, so I'm purple. Because I can say in 15 minutes, 45 million ways. So here we go.
We'll let Dr. Taylor Hartman know there's a new color now.
So you can find the assessment either at JessTalk, JessTalk.com or LisaListen.com. You can find a link there for the color code.
So if they go there, Meryl and Melissa, they have an option to take it for free or to pay for it. If they pay for it, it's $39.95. If they take it for free, color code will send them just one color and no description and nothing else. If they take it and they pay for it, then they get the full four colors, the dimensions on those colors, and then the roughly 35 to 38 pages is a report. Everybody's report is different. It's customized for them. So that's why it's not an exact 35 nice. Pages.
But that's where the magic is. I think everybody can cough up $39.95 to get to know yourself. If it changes one thing in your life, it was well worth the money spent.
It truly is. Except in the day, like
you said. Also, it's just kind of mean to give you one color and not tell you what
it is. Well, they're trying to tease you with this.
I know. Doing. I know.
But it is.
They gave you a steak and just put salt on the table. Something right, is right.
It's true. But it's all about how you leave them feeling, really. That's the thing, is about how you leave them feeling. And we do live into that concept. We share the concept. We live into it ourselves. And the how you leave them feeling concept, basically, in a nutshell, is to leave everything and everyone better than you found them.
Yeah.
Like you guys do these podcasts quite a bit. And we wanted to be able to be someone that you go, maybe be good to have them back again. That's what we want.
Yes. Well, of course. Of course. We'll have you back. Don't you worry about
that. We got to have you back and talk about that test.
Oh, I know.
Assessment.
We got to talk about
assessment.
That.
Not a test, yeah. Not a test. Not assessment. Test.
Assessment.
Assessment. Yeah, don't say test. That would freak me out. You like tests, Melissa.
I don't.
Yeah, she can.
I'm like you. I think I have a test phobia,
right?
I think that Melissa's she's a red blue, but I think she's got I don't think she's deficient. I think white would be her least amount of color. But I think she's got some fairly decent balance between the first, second, and third, because she's got some serious yellow in her too. But I think yellow is her third color from what I can tell so far. That's why I think she's either blue, red, yellow, or red, blue, yellow. And white's right. The fourth color.
I think blue, white for Mariel.
Yeah, I would agree. I'd say blue, white, red, yellow, probably. Yeah, that's so, what we like to guess, so that when they come,
I know I get it. Race. I do the same thing. We'll go out to eat, and the waitress will come over, and I'll go, that waitress is a sheep. My kids are like, don't ask her, Mom. Yeah, I get it.
But
isn't it so great?
Isn't it fun when you connect? We don't all need to be the same. I don't agree with that.
No.
But isn't it fun when you connect with like-minded people where there's some overlap between, you know, how you think about life matters. You know what I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh my God, it is. And there's so many different, I mean, we talk about on this show, the different roads to your mental wellness, right?
Yes.
It's not about mental ill. It's about how do you find your balance? And there's so many different routes, and we're all, and I always say, I mean, physically, mentally, emotionally, we're all different. It's why everybody has a different communication. Everybody eats differently. Everybody has exercise that they like, or they don't like, whatever. Because we're not made of this, you know, we're similar, but very, very different. And that's
absolutely
what's exciting about discovering relationship. What's exciting to me about what you're doing is that you're you're inspiring people to really dig into what their relationship means, first with themselves. How do you feel about yourself? Right. And then how do you communicate and feel about the people around you? And how are you making yourself understood and heard?
Yeah,
you know, 100%. As who you are. Yeah,
it's spot on. And that's why one of the chapters in the book is building unbreakable relationships. And we talk about that too.
Oh, I love that.
Ooh, that's a nice phrase. We talk about mental wellness, knowing who you are and learning how to communicate with other people creates a better sense of wellness mentally, emotionally, and then spiritually and physically. Because, you know, during COVID, when we were separated from everybody else, everyone's psyche and their sense of self was really diminished greatly. So we know we're social beings. I mean, unless you're the Unabomber, you've got to learn how to get along with everybody else. So you've got to be able to communicate. This is vital. So your work is vital to mental health.
And you know what's so amazing about what you say about that? So you know, part of our pay is either phone coaching or virtual coaching. The other part is speaking from the stage all over the US and even in some international places we've spoken as well. But with COVID, we couldn't get on a plane, we couldn't get on a stage. So what do you think that did for our business? How do you think we were impacted?
Oh, you were impacted, but is that when you wrote the book?
Well, this book is the third in the lineup of How You Leave Them Feeling books. The other two are The Ultimate Key to Personal Professional Success. This was the third one, at least I wrote together. But my question to the two of you is, when that COVID situation hit and nobody knew what was going on and we were blocked in our homes and curfews and we couldn't get on the plane, so what do you think that did to our business?
Well, I think that you probably, you know, went, oh, we've got to go virtual. You probably were one of the first to do it, no?
You're just such smart, a party pants. Yes. We tore down the traditional office. I had a vision and I had a picture and he was on a session and I showed him the picture of the vision that I had. We got rid of 500 books. You know, when you look at a Zoom, you usually see bookshelves behind everyone with how many books they have. We got rid of all of that because we have books on Audible anyway, right? So we didn't need those books. We shifted, we pivoted, and our business grew 300% that year. It was the best.
Yeah, bigger than we've ever.
That doesn't surprise me. I mean, you are about communication and people were longing for.
Yes.
And I think what's so nice about what you do is you make people feel like they're with you.
So
what was so difficult about Zoom and all of this virtual stuff is that so many times you just felt it was almost even more disconnected because people were so, it was awkward.
They didn't want to show up on camera one more time. And if you can't get them engaged on camera, it's hard to reach them, you know? Yeah.
And so Melissa's point, what she was saying is so spot on. And so also what Muriel, you're saying too, is so spot on. It's just when Lisa almost never comes into the space when I'm in a session because she knows I'm glued into that person. I don't want the distraction. That's the first time she's ever put something in front of me while I'm literally in the middle of a session. She's never done that before, but she was so excited. She did it. And then we teamed up and we created what we call the AAA concept, AAA concept. Attitude, adjust, adapt. That's it. That's the only thing that the two of us did.
Too.
Yeah, it's in the book. That's the only thing that we did that, like you said, it went above the 300% of what we've ever made annually by following the process of attitude, adjust, and adapt.
Most
That's
people
it.
Said, let's pivot. Pivot was
no,
overplayed.
We didn't, yeah.
And we just Fantastic. Used the AAA concept and never looked back.
That's so great. I wish we could keep talking to you, but we're actually, we have we only speak for half an hour, so we're going to have you back. But you two are a delight, truly.
Thank you. Lots, we feel the same way about you guys.
For sure.
It was so fun. And thank you so much. Do come back. Please send us our links. We are taking that very soon.
Okay. Have a great rest of the day, ladies. It was a pleasure meeting you both.
It was a pleasure. We love you both.
Thank you so much.
All right. Take care.
Well, that was interesting.
Man. Oh,
people.
I want to know what kind of color I am. I mean, I jokingly said purple, but the whole time I was thinking, and then he said, I think Melissa's red and blue with a little bit of yellow. And I thought, what's the yellow? He never told me what that was. Yellow's cray-cray.
She's yellow. I froze, and yellow, I think, was fun.
Was it fun? If yellow means fun, and he gave me a little yellow, I got something to say to Jess.
He didn't give me no yellow.
He gave me just a little smidge, and if it's fun, I want to be all yellow.
More yellow.
Like, where out comes the sun, not out comes the blue, white, red.
She's like, she's blue and white. I'm like, I'm white, blue, and yellow.
We want yellow. We want yellow. We're petitioning over here.
Oh my God. I can't wait for my assessment. I got to check my mail. Have they sent it? I think next time we'll have to get together and, you know, talk about it.
Oh, absolutely, we will.
I can't wait to.
Unless that. Mine says you are purple with a little bit of yellow and you need to lose weight, and I'm hanging up.
Dude, you don't need to lose weight. You're looking awesome. You look amazing.
And this is why we're best friends, because we say what the other wants to hear. No, we tell each other the truth. Thank you, my friend.
Yes. Oh. And I froze. That's nice. Did you freeze? Oh, no, you didn't freeze.
I'm here.
Oh, my God.
No, I froze. Yeah.
Hey, I want everybody to know that you're listening to Out Comes the Sun Radio. We are on
Lit Live.
Lit Live now, which is so cool. Great. It's a company that's taken over Dash, and they have gone Lit Live. I think that happened just like.
It's done. We're Lit Live.
Yeah. It's really cool. We're really excited to be here. We're really excited that we're on YouTube and Apple and Spotify and all that as well. But this is exciting. It's a channel. And I just want everybody to know that Melissa and I, really, Melissa, I have to give you kudos on this. You have really helped create a channel that is our channel. It's called Expansion. So I want everybody to know that we are on the Expansion channel on Lit Live. So just in case you're wondering, like, what do we have other shows? We have a lot of really interesting, radio hosts for other shows, just a broad spectrum of people talking about all kinds of different things, whether it's relationship to music, to
money, acting,
to recovery, to money. It's cool. It's very, very cool.
We're on 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. So when you go to Expansion, you can find one of our shows. Support our other teams, because we've got some really cool shows, like Meryl said, we do.
Yeah,
and absolutely. There's others waiting in the wings to come in.
Waiting in the wings. All right, people. So, you know, come back all the time. That's all I'm going to say to you. I'm Mariel Hemingway. I'm here with my great partner, Melissa Yamaguchi. This is Out Comes the Sun. And we'll see you next time.